Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two is now underway. Dale Jackson coming up in about 30 minutes, so stick around for that. Text line, as always, is 251-343-0106. Going to roll through some of these texts. We didn't get to very many of them in the first hour, so I'm going to do my best to make sure we get all of these. We'll do a quick recap of the news real quick, though. We talked about Doug Jones, and he just doesn't see any merit to using the National Guard. I mean, listen, that may not be the preferred law enforcement policy, but it has been effective. D.C. is a different town because of the National Guard. I haven't spent time in Memphis, but I hear the same thing from people who live there, that it has had a positive impact. If you can walk around D.C. and it is safer, at least in the areas where people are going and coming. I don't know. I haven't spent time in Southeast or, you know, some of the struggling places, Anacostia. But around the Capitol, and even over there around Farragut West and Foggy Bottom, having that presence has deterred a lot of the violent crime. It's not as if these guys in their National Guard fatigues are stopping the crime at gunpoint. They're just there as a deterrent. They're just there as more, if anything, an observatory capacity. Hey, we got this crime situation down here. And put yourself in the shoes of one of these thugs who regularly carjack or whatever. Put yourself in those shoes. And are you going to be more prone to engage in an act of violent crime if there's a National Guardsman standing there? So Doug Jones doesn't know what the hell he's talking about here. And even people who live there who do not like Donald Trump at all. The Georgetown cocktail circuit. The polite company. They will acknowledge that the streets are safer. Now, is that a permanent solution? Probably not. But here's what I would say. If these localities do not like National Guardsmen on their streets, to get your act together. Don't have police that just aren't capable of doing their job. Don't buy into this. And you heard some of this from Stephen Reed as it pertained to Montgomery. He goes on with Todd Stacey about a month ago and talked about it. And he's like, well, you know, we all want more police. But we can't find police who are qualified. We're having a hard time finding qualified police. And he goes into this thing about, well, you know, the nature of law enforcement is de-escalation, and you got to have somebody who can negotiate like a domestic violence situation or whatever and knows how to handle it. You can't have somebody coming in like Rambo. Fair enough. But part of the de-escalation process does involve having a presence there to make people feel safe and to deter the criminal element from engaging in front of a National Guardsman. So the boots on the ground, while not ideal, it has worked. And he's just absolutely wrong. And it's wrong of him to say that and minimize their contribution to public safety. Absolutely wrong. Well, they planted some nice flowers. Listen, I mean, maybe that's how you see it, but I think that is an absolute losing message. for Democrats. If you are somewhere in the vast middle land and I don't vote on party, I vote on the person. Okay, well, fine. Then it's pretty simple to look at this and say, this has been a net positive. It's very expensive. But if you don't like it, the mayor and the city council and the local police chief or whatever doesn't like that solution on the table, then you've got to do a better job and determine your own outcome. Rick, very good segment about the maritime law. My nephew just got hurt offshore and sent him. This was during the, he says, hello. That was during the last hour. Hey, Jeff, I was watching UWA Tuskegee game last night, and I couldn't help but laugh when a recruiting ad for Montgomery Police Department was playing during the commercial. I've seen that commercial. I've seen that ad. I mean, they're desperate. That itself is an admission that we got to do better. You see similar spots, a name texter for corrections too, but it's just not something people want to do when they grow up, if you will. Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a police officer. Or you want to be a police officer? Well, you could make potentially six figures at a place like Mountain Brook, or you could go for half that in Selma. Well, and so therein lies the problem. Ultra Runner renaming it at the lake is stupid. Whether it's the Ornithological Society renaming our birds in order to fight white patriarchal racism or Trump's follies is foolish. It seems like a distraction. But I think what's important here is that, like, Trump's base is not really they're not embracing this like Gulf of America. When Trump did that, I mean, the T-shirts were printed right away and sold it to Floribama. People were kind of excited. And to be honest, Mexico has been a little adversarial. But I don't think Lake America, renaming Lake Ontario Lake America, is going to really have that impact, Ultra Runner, either. Your policy sucks, so we're going to clean house. He writes sucks with an apostrophe S, as if that's a, is it a possessive noun? Or is it a suck is? Is it a contraction there, unnamed texter? Fire Dog, can we just name the Earth Trump Earth? Think of the TDS listeners going insane. That would just be worth the entertainment factor. And it says, televised Pritchard nationwide is an example of Democrat policies. They got what they voted for. Yeah, I mean, let's just acknowledge this. But the self-governance of Pritchard is not worked out in the last 50 years. Fred, so how will tariffs affect the Keystone Pipeline? I have no idea. Jason, good morning, Jeff. I look forward to hearing from Paul Prine. And to hear his thoughts on what kind of working relationship he could have with Paul Birch. And if he were on board with an appointed position, given the problems that came from that under Mayor Stimson. Well, my just kind of speculation is that it's a job nobody really wants, except for him. He seems qualified. What's plan B if not Paul Prine as plan A? I hate to be flippant, but I think that's kind of where we're at. Max Strapp, Mobile doesn't want Pritchard's problem, zero tax base, and that would be a burden on the taxpayers. We would need 100 more cops to deal with 18,000 people living in Pritchard. The city is nothing but a wasteland. But well, then what is the solution? You can't have on Mobile's borders and Chickasaw's border and I guess Sims, I don't know. But you can't have this lawless municipality. What is? Because that does impact the public safety of surrounding areas. Scroll over, and I do think Corletta Davis is on a good track. Perhaps it is irrelevant, but remember how she drummed up opposition to Pete Rima, pointing out that he was in Washington, D.C. on that day in January 2021. Lineup had a thorough story on it a couple of years ago. Well, I think they went after Pete Ream. I remember this very clearly just because he was in D.C. They were losing, like, contracts. Just by virtue of being in D.C., they had polarized that situation. He went up there storming the Capitol, but because he was there, he was with them. A name texture suggests exchanging Blight for data centers fixes many problems at once. Continuing on, just a couple more here. Keith, the Democrat vote is about anything but Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what they represent. Just defeat Trump seems to be the motto. But Trump's going away. You get to do that one more time in November. I guess in 2028, you can brand whoever is the nominee, likely J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio, as Trump 2.0. That's not going to work. I mean, they may win. They'll win by virtue of people being ready to kind of change parties, sort of that pendulum swinging back and forth. Side note, Bruce Willis passed today. Will there be flags for House staff for him as well? There was somebody, they were doing a CNN segment on Dolly Parton. As the last bipartisan, as the last bipartisan kind of figure in entertainment. Now, I don't know where Bruce Willis was politically. I didn't know he passed. But that was something to think about. I guess at one time you could have said Tom Hanks. Yeah, I don't see the Bruce Willis report. Did you get this off of Facebook, a named texter? But anyway, back to what I was talking about. Are there any more of these figures who everybody kind of likes in America? All right, let's take are we so segregated politically? 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Montgomery. Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
It's the final week to enter the free FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge presented by Spring Hill Ace Hardware. Pick 10 games weekly for a shot at the big Spring Hill Ace grand prize. Sign up now at fmtalk1065.com/pick'em.
Sitting here at the Floribam, about to open up a big old can. Good times, unwind, falling out of love in the same dollar. Can't say I got a whole lot of care. I'm getting hammered, sitting right here at the Floribama.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Text me, let me know what is on your mind. I tell you something I just kind of noticing, and we were talking about this on Friday. The Clancy blow-by-blow watch is not really a fixture on the cable newsers this morning. What does that tell us? It tells us that the news cycle's kind of picking back up. Congress coming in, I think the House is voting today, but the Senate's going to do like 14 calendar days before they disband for the midterm elections. And there was a lot of talk about this yesterday on some of the Sunday programming that they're going to try to get the Save America Act and the Clarity Act or whatever, all these sort of high profile things done. We'll see if that's possible. Listen, filibuster, and I don't see it happening. There is no incentive right now this close to election. They're not going to end the filibuster. They're just not. Maz, Pritchard is the poster child for what Democrats want, defunding of police, total lawlessness. How about those Braves? I'm worried about the closer, Maz. I'm worried about Iggy. Rossiel Iglesias, in case you're keeping track at home. But they sweep the Dodgers and then they sweep the lowly Rockies just barely. Dodgers are in a free-for-all tailspin right now. Brewers look good. I tell you, we went to guys, this is your chance. There's only a couple of weeks left of the season, but the top prospect, Jesus Maide, is playing for the Biloxi Shuckers. I think he's going to be good someday. He's just got the build like a major league shortstop. And it's worth going over there to check out just to see. But they've had some good players come through Biloxi. Mizorowski was on the Biloxi Shuckers roster. They're the Brewers farm team. And they do a good job with their farm system. It's like one of the underrated things if you're into baseball and you're looking for like a cheap trip to take your kids and go check it out. That's it right there. Go over to Biloxi. The stadium's okay. The parking's a little weird, but they don't charge you anything. Not to be an advertiser for the Biloxi Shuckers, but I much prefer that than Pensacola. Pensacola's got a really cool stadium, but I don't know, the Marlins system is not as impressive right now, at least, as the Brewers. A little sports ball for you. This is from Pete, but I think this is for me to read off air. Tim, Jeff, I ate lunch with Coach Glover yesterday. He is extremely busy, has a lot of work to do. He's a really good guy, to straight shooter, and generally concerned about people's well-being. I think Rusty Glover's a good man. I'm glad he's going to be back. I need to sit down with him, too. He's filled in on this show in the past, but, yeah, I look forward to Coach Glover being back in the state Senate. I really do. Jeff, do you think there'll be a half-mast display be equally supportive for Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump, equally with respect, my percentage is not equal to respect to demographics? Any time a president, even when Nixon died, we do that. We respect the institution of president, and we respect the institution of vice president. So when that day comes, I fully anticipate that that people will do the right thing. I mean, it would be peak Trump derangement syndrome in his death if some places refused to lower the flag to half staff. 251-343-0106. Dale Jackson on the way. You want to stick around for that. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning, 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. Joining us now, we do this on Mondays, Dale Jackson from Yellowhammer News and WVNN is with us. Dale, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm also part of the surveillance state, and I'm a cuck. I mean, I didn't think I'd heard that. I thought I heard enough of that during the 2016 election, but we're back to being cucks.
Well, pro-vax, pro-flock camera, you got to build a data center in your backyard.
Yes, that's it. I don't know about the pro-vax stuff, but yes, the other stuff, you're correct. That's exactly what's going on, and it's just time for me to accept that I am sucking on the government teat, and I cannot stop. I just love it so much.
Is it just you really want to troll your audience, so you adopted the I'm going to be hardcore pro flock camera guy?
No, I think what actually it is, I mean, it's just pretty simple. Like, I think that this idea that you have a Fourth Amendment right to not have them look at your drivers.
Yeah, that's silly. It's a silly thing because there's no expectation of privacy on the open highway. Those are public roads. And you know, if you wanted on your private property, put up a camera that could read license plates, you could do that. You know, it's your private property and people drive by. That's where I think the better argument for people is, if you just don't want your municipality to do it, then vote your city council and mayor out and get some people in there new who aren't going to do this.
Right. And if you say, hey, you know, look, let's have some guardrails here. They're like, oh, I see guardrails. Oh, why don't you just put a chip inside your child? It's like, all right. I mean, you could actually.
But you've done that already, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's chip them up. I mean, whatever you want to do, because that's exactly what I'm saying, right? I'm pretty simple on this. I'm like, let's hear what these guardrails are. Let's have a conversation about it. Senator Orr, the state senator, who's a pretty powerful guy in the legislature, said he wants you to have a warrant in order to look at this driver's license. And I think, okay, look at the license plates. And, you know, even that, if you're being honest, that's an unnecessary burden placed on the cops when they're trying to do something. I mean, I don't want them to hold the, I don't want massive databases of driver's licenses license plates being built. I don't want that. I understand that part.
Isn't there already a massive license plate data? I mean, like, doesn't the government already have that?
The tracking is the issue. The tracking and, like, knowing where you are at all times, all this stuff. I don't want that. So let's discuss that. Let's punish the people who do it wrong, which they have. It's been like 50 people have been busted for misusing these flock cameras recently, and they've nailed every single one of them. They're crushing these guys. They're ruining their lives. They're putting them in jail, as they should. And let's talk about the restrictions needed. And what you get is a bunch of people saying, nope, no restrict, nope. Same thing with, and it's, you mentioned the data centers. It's exactly the same thing with the data centers. Like, well, let's talk about what we should do. Nope, can't have any of them. Can't do any of them. If you do any of them, nope, that's it. You're just like, guys, you're being unreasonable and you're taking yourself out of the conversation.
Well, I like I said, if you live in a place that does this and you don't want it, then so be it. But I think about this, like, there's a lot of crime ridden cities. And if I had to live in Montgomery, I don't know that I would necessarily be against flock cameras.
It's like the shot spotter thing. Is that against my Fourth Amendment? Knowing where a gunshot goes off and they can triangulate it using their microphones. Yeah. And because of that, that's a violation of my Fourth Amendment, right? I mean, are people going to actually make that argument?
Well, they could say it's a violation of your Second Amendment right too, I suppose.
But yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for that Second Amendment right to bear arms, to get me a check from the government to buy guns, because that's apparently healthcare is a right. They say you can, the government needs to provide it because of that. Well, okay, then give me money for guns. But forget about that for a second. And let's focus on the issue at hand. If I hear you say it's a Fourth Amendment violation, I go, I hope they find you and put you in jail. Yeah, because that's just stupid. So that's not working for me right now. But there's a lot of people who want to hear this stuff and want to be told, you know, the data centers are going away and so are flock cameras, and neither are.
Neither are, and they're going to be around. They're already in other states, and they're already using these things.
Yeah, and they talk about how they caught him. They talk about how they caught him. They talk about what the people they nail on this kind of stuff. This is not a complex situation for people to understand. And we've just overcomplicated, like we do absolutely everything. And that's just, it's embarrassing. It really is.
Yeah, like I said, if this is not something you don't trust your local police or whatever, even if it's a state thing, then you have that, you choose a new direction with those policymakers.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And if you want to go lobby them for this purpose, then do that too. That's a completely reasonable thing to do. But understand that the same people that are getting worked up by this are being manipulated by the same people that told them to get vaccines. You'll notice that they're pushing the same exact stuff. It's the same people. You're supposed to be mad about data centers. The person telling you to be mad about data centers is the same person that told you to go get the vaccine.
Well, let me play devil's advocate on these flock cameras. How do you feel about these cameras that track like moving violations and there's no ticket? They just mail it to you. You don't. And if you want to challenge your accuser, then you don't do that in that setting where you're at. You have to go to court in front of a judge and do it. I don't know that
you challenge your accuser, the cop? I
mean, well, the law enforcement jurisdiction, say it's the whatever Priceville Police Department, and they put these things up. And they determine you're speeding through, you're going 10 miles an hour over the limit, and they mail you a ticket, and you were speeding, and they have the radar gun at data, and they have the picture of you with your tag, and then you get the ticket in the mail.
Does that exist?
That doesn't. No, that violations definitely exist all over the country.
I know they're doing it for like running lights and stuff. I've never seen one for going too fast.
Yeah, they have. They just trust me on this. They do.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm asking.
That exists. Comment. And so the idea here with the flock cameras is that, you know, this is going to lead to some kind of, because this is what they tried to do at the legislature actually last session, Dale. Now they have this in other places in America, but they want to put these cameras up that relicense plates in these construction zones. And I swear to you, one of the lawmakers who was pushing this talked about how much money they could have made off of it for the state.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that. But again, that you go after your legislature for that. To say that it's like a violation of your Fourth Amendment, I don't know if I buy that.
But it's a policy thing. And, you know, you're not going to win in a federal court arguing on constitutionality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go to your legislature and fight with them about it. Tell them not to do it. I mean, in Tennessee, it's kind of funny. They have these cameras. And it's actually kind of funny if you think about it. They have these cameras, and they can give you a ticket for, your moving violations or whatever. And I guess it's similar to what you're talking about. But they're not enforceable. So they send them a letter saying, hey, you've made a moving violation. If you just throw it away and pay nothing, they can't do anything to you. But there are people who pay it, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a scam, but it's getting awfully close. So it's basically that the legislature banned these things, but the municipalities can still put them up to notify people that they violated this law. It even says on the part you get that you do not have to pay it. But people do pay it.
They just don't want to deal with the hassle.
Yep. Yeah. But you don't have to because they just think they're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's like whereas you get a ticket, that's a misdemeanor, I guess technically a criminal violation. The way these places are doing it, they make them civil violations, like a parking ticket.
Okay, so is that what's happening here with these? Where is this happening? What city?
It's not in the Midwest. They have these things. When my son and I went on a trip, they were talking about these things. They have these things all over.
Did you get one, Jeff? Is that where this is coming from?
No. You kind of like listening to the news.
I drive like 10 miles over all the time. I'm sorry. You know, they could ding you for
What they want to do in Alabama is do that, but put them in construction zones. This was like a big story during the session, Dale.
I must have missed it. Clearly, they didn't do it.
No, I think they did pass it. I think it at least got out of one of the chambers.
Yeah, I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's what they want to do. So, and you know, it's like, well, you know, there's construction workers, and we have to keep them safe. And it was like an Aldot thing.
If they're concerned about keeping them safe, here's what they do. They do it without the fine. You go in there, and you send them the letter, and you say, hey, here's you guys, you're speeding this. You need to slow down.
Is that a deterrent?
I think it would be. Yes. If someone got that, they would be.
Well, and the other, there's a perverse incentive here, Dell, with this is.
They want the money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's that, but the business aspect of it. So these cities, a lot of them are broke, okay? They're not going to spend $1 million on these high-tech camera systems. So a private company will say, hey, tell you what we'll do. We'll put these cameras in for free.
For a cut.
And then when you send out one of these tickets, we get 10% off the top in fees, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, it looks like that's what they're going to try to do. Good luck on that. I guess they could pull it off.
Like, you're totally unaware of this, and this went on in the last session.
Well, I'm
and you're pretty
with you.
Plugged in.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I had no idea this was going on. It must not have gotten anywhere.
No, but I mean, by the time it's done, you know. Yeah. And I'm just saying.
If they try to do it this time, I have a feeling it will get attention because I mean, you got members of the legislature who want to remove the flock cameras completely.
Yeah, and are they just playing to the cameras?
Oh no, I think Yarbrough, the one who's
well, he does,
it,
yeah, but
he's a true believer, no question about it. But it could be one of those things
where some of them are
that is like, hey, I'm against this, and they know there's enough people that aren't going to be against it, so they can kind of take that position. It's sort of like I think it's like ending the filibuster in the Senate. Where you have, oh, well, it's too bad that cinema and Manchin were like, oh, no, we can't do it. Well, I have a feeling that there were probably other Democrats that were just like, well, they're already falling on the sword here. I don't have to deal with this. But if it came down
well,
to it,
and it's just, you know, it's just a kind of transition to that. The problem, you know, they can talk about trying to end the filibuster and all of that. You take away power from the Senate.
Yeah.
The Senate has leverage over the entire process, over the House, over the White House, if you end the filibuster. And you're essentially asking senators to take away, like, one of their powers, and they're never going to do that.
Correct. I've never believed the filibuster is going away. I do believe there's a chance they add people to the Supreme Court, which is why Republicans should add 4 more right now. I mean, just do it.
That would be hard, though. Could you get to 60 votes, you know?
No, like, probably. You don't need to. You only need 51 now.
But you'd have to. So the fear when Biden got elected was they're going to end the filibuster, they're going to pack the court, and they're going to make Puerto Rico and D.C. states.
Yep.
And none of that happened.
They didn't have the power to do it because they had Sinema and Manchin screwing up. I'm being facetious, obviously.
Right.
But I think you're right about the whole, like, it's a lot of theater, and then someone's going to stand up and be like, nah, we're not doing that.
But it works. It works.
You're right. Even if they got it, I mean, also, you know damn well that, what's his name? What's the guy? I can't remember his name. The guy from Pennsylvania whose name escaped. Fetterman,
yeah.
Yeah, you know Fetterman's not going to go along with that, and I'm sure there's some other Democrats out there that'll be like, nah.
They'll stop it before it even gets to a vote in the Rules Committee or wherever they make these determinations.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, because, you know, ending the filibuster, it energizes the people, whichever side it may be at the time, who don't understand civics and want to know why more isn't getting done to accomplish whatever wish list thing they want.
Yes. And again, it's all, I think, just kind of theater, but they're trying to keep their base fired up. That's how they believe they can win. That if they keep their base fired up about this kind of thing, they don't have to deliver. They just have to keep the base constantly agitated.
But you hear,
until now, guys like Hassan Piker have been a godsend to them because he agitates very well for them.
You hear guys like Tommy Tuberville and Donald Trump talk about it because, you know why? Trump will be gone in 3 years. Tommy Tuberville's going to be governor. They are, you know, they don't really care about the leverage the United States Senate would have.
They just want what they want.
Yeah, they want what they want at that moment. And then you think about it like this, like, this is what we're talking about, like, Trump. I mean, yeah, this is what's holding him back, and this is his legacy. And why wouldn't you be for ending the filibuster?
Yeah, because it's a terrible idea. I mean, that's as simple as that. It's
just you know, you would just have a, because we have these erratic swings in America now where you used to have, it would be decades when you'd have a transition of power. But you don't have that anymore. You have every maybe 4 or 6 years, you'll have a swap of who controls Congress.
Yeah. And look, it's math. Okay. It's all math. And the idea you're going to get to 60-40 ever again is going to be pretty hard. So the idea behind that is to keep insane things from happening. That's sort of the premise. Whether that works or not, that's another story.
Because you look at the House of Representatives and whoever's in charge. I mean, we'd have like a Green New Deal or no more Obamacare, or, you know, they want to make it intentionally hard to do these big things. Look how hard it was to do Obamacare in the spring of 2010. I mean, Obama was traveling all over the country trying to get like Dennis Kucinich and people like that to go along with the program. But
and imagine if it was easier. I mean, look, just keep in mind, like in 1999, or excuse me, in 2019, you had like 60% of Democrats were like, put unvaccinated people in jail and take away their kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make sure those things are hard to do, right?
Yeah. And you know, that's what that protects against is this sort of knee-jerk reactionary sort of policy making.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly right.
No, you know, you'll see there are times in America when they will put this stuff aside, like after 9/11 or during a pandemic or during a financial crisis, when they will put aside and they'll get to 60 votes. And those are big deals, but that's what they're trying to, like, you know, save that for, that have everybody kind of on board and you don't have, you know, the senators succumbing to the political pressure of the moment. And then maybe that's a bad way to do it, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it, though. I mean, the reality is it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, the senators kind of, a lot of this, Dale, and you know this, that it's all for show, that they know what's going to happen. A lot of this is kabuki theater, just kind of choreographed.
Correct. I agree with that, too.
That, you know, and they have their meeting and they'll talk bad about one another on cable news or on the floor. And then next thing you know, like they're having dinner together and like, I don't know, like afterwards. And it's just, that's what it is. You see it with your own eyes when you're up there, but they got to play to the cameras for everything.
Send out that email. Get those donors. Get those people to send them some money.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dale, folks want to find you online. They want to fight with you or they want to tell you you're a cuck. Tell them how they could do so.
At the Dale Jackson on any social media platform, on WVNN, on the radio in North Alabama, and at yellowhammernews.com.
Dale Jackson, we'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Ultra Runner has, and it cost you. I spent quality time there while vacationing in D.C. I signed up for the Juneteenth Trail Half Marathon and decided to run. And from the start line to my hotel, not the best of my ideas. Imagine a white guy in shorts running through Frederick Douglass's old neighborhood. You would have thought, I have a dumbass. Now you can be sure of it. I mean, it's a it's the part of DC that really needs a lot of TLC. But you know, these places that are like in these major American cities, my observation, that are like the no-go zones or whatever you want to call them, they're not as bad as a lot of places in Alabama. Not that I spend a lot of time in Anacostia or any of the Detroit neighborhoods or south side of Chicago, but when I have been there, you kind of look around, you're like, well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily want to live here, but it's not as bad as our perception. Troy fan writes, I miss Bob Hohner. King of all, any textures maybe flock just as a branding issue. Maybe. DI texture on the traffic cameras. Dale's talking about what they will also report to the credit bureaus that they go unpaid. Yeah, I could see that. The credit bureau, or what are they going to, like, take away your library card? And then Ricky, I'll read this. Let's put a flock camera at FM Talk 106.5 office. Let's put a flock camera at your house. You know, I know you're like, I guess in a Ricky, very Ricky way, being facetious. At some point, I'm going to have to embrace the streaming. I don't know what that'll look like, but we could do it. Stream the show, but it's just something that's going to take a little work, and I just haven't gotten the time there to dedicate to it. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.